Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Theological Insight. May 27th, 2026. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done. Psalm 78:4. The predominant theological theme of Psalm 78:4 is intergenerational proclamation, the covenant responsibility of God's people to declare His works to future generations so that His glory is known and His worship continues. This verse frames the knowledge of God not as private inspiration, but as a sacred trust to be actively handed down. In short, to pass the torch. In doing so, it reveals truths about God's nature, His relationship to His people, and the believer's role in His redemptive plan. Psalm 78:4 reads, "We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done." This statement affirms that God's mighty acts in history are to be remembered, retold, and celebrated so that they inspire faith and obedience in those who come after us. Theologically, this rests on the conviction that God reveals Himself through His work Psalm 19, 1-4, Romans 1:20, and that remembering His works guards against spiritual drift, Deuteronomy 8:11-14. This theme echoes the Shema in Deuteronomy 6:6-7. "These words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children." The instruction to teach is both constant diligently and comprehensive. When you sit, walk, lie down, rise. It assumes that the truth about God is not self-perpetuating. Without intentional telling, it can be forgotten in a single generation, Judges 2:10. Psalm 78:4 also affirms God's worthiness to be proclaimed. His glorious deeds and wonders reveal His power, covenant faithfulness, and sovereign rule. The psalmist's commitment to tell of these works is grounded in worship, recognizing that God's character and actions demand a response. Psalm 145:4-6. This is not merely information transfer, it is doxology in narrative form. In the New Testament, this theme finds continuity in Paul's exhortation to Timothy. "What you have heard from me, entrust to faithful men, who will be able to teach others also," 2 Timothy 2:2. The mission of making disciples, Matthew 28:19-20, is inherently generational, both in terms of biological family and the broader family of faith. Thus, the theological thrust of Psalm 78:4 is clear. God's people are stewards of His story. Failing to tell, it is more than neglect. It is disobedience to God's design for the preservation and spread of His truth. Proclaiming it is not only obedience, but also an act of worship, joining the unbroken testimony of God's people across time. Reflection questions. 1. What does Psalm 78:4 identify as the primary content that should be passed on to the next generation? 2. How does the pattern of teaching described in Deuteronomy 6:6-7 shape the understanding of intergenerational discipleship? 3. In what ways does proclaiming God's works function as an act of worship according to the entry? Memorization reminder. Continue memorizing Psalm 78:4. Repeat the verse aloud multiple times today, focusing on the key phrases. Tell to the coming generations the glorious deeds of the Lord, His might, and the wonders that He has done. Work toward reciting the verse smoothly and confidently without assistance.